I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
All right. How's it going, everyone? So today is a very special day. And, you know, this is for me and all of my fellow podcasters from around the globe. And we're essentially spreading a positive message. Information, insights, and entertainment to this very particular media. And this is additionally the day where we connect with our many subscribers, our community, and our fellow podcasters and celebrate ability and freedom. And, you know, I think, you know, we've always been able to do this. You know, Ben Hammersley, you know, coined the term podcast in his article in The Guardian 2004. And, you know, in a way, the rest is history. From the recording to the distribution, the RSS, the streaming, all this finally to your devices. You know, podcasting in a way is, you know, a very laborious task. And I've been doing this for a while. But, you know, in this world, our hunger for information and entertainment, it makes us do all that work. And it kind of creates these amazing programs of various subjects, you know, and this can range from things like technology, self-improvement, astronomy, Hollywood gossip, strangest facts and fiction. And everyone will have a podcast or two to their particular liking. And I'll just be real with you. I've been doing this for about 99 episodes. And I've interviewed, you know, 99 people who are absolutely amazing. So today I will be kind of this hot seat right now, answering a lot of things. And we're going to call this Getting to Know Jimbo. And these are going to be our questions. So without further ado, here goes. All right, let's get started. So if you could travel through time, where would you go? Okay, that's a pretty deep question. You know, I probably go back to medieval times. I think that was a very interesting kind of time age. You know, I always was interested in kind of the feudal system and kind of the dark ages, especially, and the rankings. You know, you got the knights and then the lords and the barons. And I just found all that stuff really cool in history class in high school. So that's my answer. Then, what's one talent that you wish that you had? I wish I could actually throw and catch. I was always really bad at sports that involve throwing things like basketball, football. If you look at my finger here, it's like bent slightly. I can't tell you how many times I've jammed my fingers playing sports like that. So that's one talent I wish I could have, you know, better eye-hand coordination, ability to catch things better. I mean, I was good at wrestling, so I did that, but that's a good question. Name one thing that you can't live without. Exercise equipment. I think that's one thing I can't live without. I love to exercise. I've got like a pull-up bar over there. I've got little dip bars around there. It's just like second nature to me. If I can't work out, you know, it just affects me mentally. Name one food you refuse to eat. Man, oh man. Let's think here. Because I like a lot of food. I'm a foodie. But one food I really, really struggle to like, which all my other, you know, all my other parents seem to love and all my other people around me seem to love, was corn. I just never was a corn guy. You know, my parents would love it, but me, I just wasn't my thing. A random fact about yourself. A random fact. Okay. So I actually, again, this might seem like a bit of a flex, but I actually used to be a member of the Cyber Patriots. And essentially, we were kind of a cybersecurity group. We would work with servers, and it was basically owned by the U.S. Air Force. And we would help to kind of debug and solve different technical issues going on. And we won first place in the state. So yeah, I was kind of big into the tech when I was a lot younger. We had a very smart team, though. I wasn't the smartest guy on my team, but let me tell you, you know, we were a great team. And you know, that's a little fact right there. Name one book that changed your life. You know, I think there were a lot of books that helped me to improve myself. But I think one of the biggest books that I read was one of the books from Elon Musk. It was one of his first ever books. And he was discussing his whole journey from South Africa to becoming one of the most successful entrepreneurs in America. And while it wasn't a very big application heavy book, it was probably one of the most motivational things I've ever read in my entire life. And it kind of showed to me what success is really about. Who is your greatest influence in life? That is a very tough answer. I think I have a lot of influences in my life, and I think it's changed over the years. I think one of the biggest people that I was always very influenced by, I know it is. Okay. This might shock you. Bob Marley. Bob Marley, I think he kind of revolutionized the idea of entertainment and the idea of media. He was a really cool guy. And his music was not only entertaining, but it was almost transformative. You know, he was a trendsetter. You know, I'm going to admit it. He was kind of the reason I got these. So yeah, really cool guy. And he was a big motivation for me. What is your greatest achievement so far? It's this podcast. Okay, of course. Episode 100 is a massive shift for me. You know, I've always been a guy, and I'm going to be honest with you all, I've always struggled with consistency, whether it's health, whether it's classes and grades. And, you know, I've gotten slightly better with consistency, but I think, you know, episode 100, this episode, it's really proven to me that, you know, if you work hard enough at something, you will definitely accomplish it. And I think at this stage, I've accomplished consistency with this episode 100. So I think this is my greatest achievement so far. What is your biggest fear? I think my biggest fear is not being able to help, guide, and kind of look after others. You know, my greatest fear, I think, you know, someone else said this too, is bringing nothing to the table. You know, I was raised in a Trinidadian household, and a lot of times the people in that household were taught to be providers. And this goes for both the men and women, okay? We were taught to all be the provider. And if you provided nothing, that was going to be an issue. So that was my biggest fear. And over the years, I've kind of realized that that's nothing to be afraid about. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to kind of be vulnerable and kind of need to work with other people, you know? And I think America kind of helped to normalize and maybe help to balance out a lot of my perspective on that. What is one thing that you will never do again? I think one thing that I'll never do again is give up, you know? I think there are many points in my life where I've given up by mistake. And I think the worst time that I ever gave up was with my previous radio station, Demidag Radio. And it failed. And I tell you, the only person I was mad at was myself. But at that stage, after Demidag, after 5 episodes, I promised myself that I would never give up again. And now with the Jimbo Paris Show, we have made it up to episode 100 now. So that's probably the one thing that I'll never do again, give up.
Be invisible or read minds?
Read minds.
Hear the good news first or hear the bad news first?
Good news always.
Rewind button or pause button?
Rewind.
Live in the city or live in the countryside?
City.
Unlimited time or unlimited money?
Time.
Visit the past or visit the future?
Past.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Sunrise or sunset?
Rise.
Burger or pizza?
Pizza.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird. All right. I would like to just, first of all, thank everyone here. This really has been an amazing journey. I was honestly shocked that we even hit episode 100. It felt like I just started the show just yesterday, you know. I remember the first time I did an episode, I was in my parents' basement. I set up the whole meeting. It worked out, but I never thought it would reach this stage, you know, and now here I am. Episode 100, and I've got all this stuff going on the side. I never thought it would look like this. I tell you, I'm happy. I'm definitely happy. It's definitely different from how I was feeling beforehand. I tell you, beforehand, when I first started, oh man, I wasn't, but now I'm happy. And I think that main happiness comes not from, you know, the shallow things, but I found meaning in life. I feel like I'm doing this for a reason, you know, and I think my reason here is to be sort of, you know, kind of an influencer, to kind of go out of my way here to kind of motivate and grow people, grow communities, help other people. You know, this business has already started to work with other businesses like GE to help them with their own endeavors. We're helping out our guests, you know, and most importantly, we're helping out you all, the audience. And I'll be real with you. I couldn't have done this without you. I couldn't have done this without my, you know, my team of employees here. I'll tell you, they really are very talented. I think in a way, some of them are even more talented than me now since I've trained them. And I'm really thankful for them, you know, the business. You know, there's so much to be grateful for. And I think this is the biggest thing of all, you know, gratitude. Whenever you're on this journey, make sure you always hold on to that gratitude, because it's easy to always have one little thing in life that's not quite together and you forget about the really big important things that are there already. You know, always focus on the things that you have. Always be grateful for the things that you have. All right. Cherish those things and, you know, don't give up and, you know, be persistent. So those are my words. I'm happy about all of this. So, we're going to do a few shout outs. LifeWork Systems, our affiliate partner, Judy Ryan. She essentially has done lots of work working with corporate businesses, and she basically is an HR superstar. Works within businesses and helps improve them and grow them. We also have a YouTube channel. Check us out there. Subscribe, please. We'd love more people checking out our show, supporting us. And then finally, we have a Roku channel. And that's on our website. You could check us out there. Also get yourself a Roku box. So then you could plug it into your TV and you could watch Jimbo Paris there regularly. Interested in any career advice, anything like that? We've got tons of people on our platform now. And finally, Jimbo Paris Services. We're working with a lot of corporate businesses now, GE included. Essentially, I'm a consultant. I go into corporate businesses and I'm their voice. I'm their mascot. I go in there and I build content that could cater to a specific audience that they're looking for. So again, for example, if you're a big business and maybe you want to attract an audience like mine, or you want to attract a different audience, I could help build that for you. I could interview people for you. I could design an experience for you. So check me out. Yeah, that's pretty much everything. Thanks again, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.